and support it back. If somebody challenges your values, you're very rude and inconsiderate and cruel possibly to them. So you don't want to get the illusion that somebody's always rude, because the truth is, to somebody else at different times, they may be very courteous. So what you want to do is to show that the truth is they do have courteousness, they do have niceness, and then you want to identify that they're balanced, and you want to know where is it and what is it that pushes their buttons to make them rude. So you become aware of what you're doing to create rudeness in relationship to you. Because if you don't know their values, and you project your values onto people, they're going to be mean, they're going to resist, and they're going to treat you rudely. But if you know their values, and you communicate in terms of their values, they open up to you. So it's your accountability, if you want a different response from people, to learn how to communicate in their values. This exercise breaks myths. Breaks the myth that people don't have a balance, because they do. It breaks the myth that you're not doing what you see in them, which you are. And it breaks the myth that they're always a certain way, which they're not. And it also teaches you how to learn how to communicate in their value system. Now that you have a better communication with them, you have a functional, subjective and objective way of managing them. You have delegations, you have checklists. Some people told me one time, a woman told me, she says, I'm overwhelmed, I can't do all that. Well, if some of this is new to you, which I'm assuming some of it is, don't try to do it all at once. Take one piece, incorporate it, see how it works, tweak it, refine it, make it part of you, come back and add another thing. A week or a month later, add another thing. I assure you, the more you add, the more order and organization, and the more things grow. Next, make sure that when you're doing business with people, that you are communicating in terms of their values, but you're also getting feedback from them. Get feedback from the people you do service with. Get a feedback on your service, your products, or your ideas, and on the way you deliver it. Get feedback. Ask for it. Also, ask them for testimonials, because your marketing efforts will demand their testimonials. Don't be afraid to ask. Ask. I have a friend. His name is Mark Victor Hansen. He's the one that's developed Chicken Soup for the Soul books. May or may not have heard of these. He sold over 100 million copies of these books. And he is a master of asking for what he wants. And when somebody is a service served by him, and they may make a testimonial, he will immediately ask them, can I use your testimonial in marketing? I tried to deliver. I heard, we don't do that. We can't do that. I don't know. We don't do this. The friends in that group now are all doing that. Their business is all growing. And they thought, we can't do that. It was their belief. Because this is not an American thing or a French thing. This is just a wise thing that has nothing to do with country. Because your best marketing is the person who has been served most. It doesn't matter about what country you're in. You see what I'm saying? So don't buy into the myth that my country, we can't do this. Because this is not true. If you think that, you've got a block on yourself. This is a valid thing to do regardless of country. Person who has been satisfied with a service, and they are your best market. They will tell people, and if their name is valuable and they stand by the product and they have... And you can use that for marketing. It helps you, them, everybody concerned. So we don't want to think in Spain we can't. We want to think what is wise in business, and maybe one country just isn't using it as fully as it could. And once they start using it, they will see the benefit. Because this is not about a country thing. This is about business. And business is transcended and has been used for centuries, regardless of countries. How many of you understand what I'm saying here? So don't allow yourself the idea, we can't do that here. Because if you do, you hold yourself back from possibilities. For all we know, you may be the first person to do it here, to bring a new idea here, a new paradigm here. At one time, I'm going to use you as an example, they didn't have bagels here, did they? No bagels. How many of you know what bagels are? Bagels are round, donut-like looking structures made of wheat, that have beautiful flavors and herbs or fruit or grains or many different things mixed with it, and they are absolutely wonderful, delicious forms of bread.